This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So last week we were, I believe it was ayah number 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Al-Hujurat, we are continuing the tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that there are six things we need to stay away from as a community. And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He placed both of them in two different ayahs is because three of them often happen in front of the person, and three things happen often behind a person. So in the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three things that happen in front of the person. Allah says, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَزْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ يَكُونُوا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Do not make a mockery of each other. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ يَكُونُوا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُمْ. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not disgrace each other. Do not put down each other. And then number two is, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Do not use nicknames against each other. Now in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Again, you see, subhanAllah, the first verse, Allah begins the verse by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He's addressing us in particular. The next ayah, Allah again is addressing us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِ. O you people who believe, stay away from most assumptions. Now often, when we hear about dhan, the only thing that usually comes to our mind is su'ul dhan. But there is something called also husnul dhan, good assumptions, giving people benefit of the doubt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِجْتَنِبُوا. اِجْتَنِبُوا is a word that is used in the Quran to often refer to something that is terrible and you should stay away from it completely. Meaning that you should not even get close to it. One is to get close to something that is wrong, it becomes difficult for a person to then stay out of haram. Allah is telling us, stay far away from it. You know, in English they say, stay away from it with a 10-foot pole. You understand? The idea is, do not even get remotely close to this idea of doing something like this. اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِ. Stay away from most assumptions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٍ. That some dhan or some assumptions are wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, we know that not all assumptions are wrong. There is something called husnul dhan. You see something happening, you give someone the benefit of the doubt. You see something, you're perhaps giving that person a better assumption that this is the situation they are in. You see someone somewhere, you give someone, you apply husnul dhan. Often, we apply what? Su'ul dhan. We always take the negative approach when it comes to other people. However, you know what's interesting? When it comes to others, we always use the first default action is su'ul dhan. And when it comes to us, we want everyone to have what? Husnul dhan with us. So just like we want others to treat us with husnul dhan, we need to treat others with husnul dhan also. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says what? لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. A person cannot be a believer until they do not want for themselves what they want for themselves for their Muslim brothers also. If I want people to treat me with husnul dhan, I need to treat other people with husnul dhan. So Allah, now, first of all, is why is this dhan so important? Because often, whenever there's issues in a community, it always starts off with an assumption. And people, what happens is that people are very quick in spreading rumors. You find out something, you don't even have the full details about something, but people often go straight to social media and they post whatever's in their head, in their mind, they put it on social media. And after that, what happens is that you're always gonna have some people who are gonna take anything and they're gonna magnify it. They're gonna grow it into something that is unnecessary. And from there, there goes, you know, then there's hatred that happens. There's judgment that happens after that. Then there is people who are campaigning against others. And then there are just unnecessary news, false information that begins to spread in a community. Every single issue in the community often starts off from where? Su'ul dhan. And this is why it's very important that anytime we hear anything about anyone, and subhanAllah, I have to be very blunt about this, that right now in our communities, often the criteria of who's right and who's wrong, based on a report or based on a dhan, any kind of assumption that appears in a community, often the criteria to determine whether it's true or false has come down to, unfortunately, gender. If it's a woman who complains about it, khalas, she is a victim. Khalas, she is, you know, she is the one who is the victim. The man is wrong and so forth. And this is where we are. This is where we are as a community, and we have to stop this. The criteria of who's right and who's wrong does not come down to gender. The criteria is, you make a claim about someone, you have to back it up, you have to say, bring me the receipt. Meaning, not literally, bring me the evidence, you understand? You have to show me the evidence. And anyone who comes, you have to bring the evidence. And if you don't have any evidence, it is simply a dhan. Yes, that man or that woman may be true, may be right in their claim, but you have to bring evidence. Till you don't bring evidence, it is hard. You cannot make a judgment in the favor of anyone else. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that most assumptions, stay away from adhan, because most assumptions are wrong. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, often what happens after an assumption has been created about someone or something, what happens after that? People are usually restless. I need to go dig deeper. I need to get into this situation. So you know what happens after that? They begin to spy on one another. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said next, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not spy on one another. And how do we spy? You know, mashallah, we are very, very sophisticated when it comes to spying. We'll send our kids to someone else's house, okay? And when they come back, you know, tell me, sit down. You know, what goes on inside their house? Tell me. Okay, what was the mother wearing? What was the father wearing? What were they doing? How they were talking to each other? What's inside their house and so forth? Did they talk about this? Did they refer to this and so forth? Spying. You understand? This is all part of spying. Getting into other people's businesses when it's not our place is spying. And this is something that many Muslims are doing. Not only that, not always sometimes sending our children. Sometimes we might send someone else. Sometimes we will go ourselves and so forth. Sometimes we will track where they're going and so forth. We get behind a family and we start noticing every single thing. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or he refers to it in the Quran, you become so obsessed about other people, وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ, and you forget about yourself. Once again, it's not our job. If a person is far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not my place to interfere into other people's families. It's not my job to interfere into other people's in other people's lives. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. Stay away from things that do not concern you. This does not concern you. What happens in another family, in someone else's house, does not concern any one of us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Now, often, imagine there's an assumption that's been created about someone, and you start to dig into someone else's life, and you even grow that assumption. What's the next thing that usually happens? You feel restless. You know why? Because you're probably the only one who knows something about someone else's family. So now you feel the need to do what? To share it. Okay? That's why Allah then says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Leading to the third step, do not backbite about one another. You understand? And this is where often we think, because a person, when you tell a person, do not commit ghibah or backbite about someone else, they're like, well, brother, I'm only sharing something that is true about that other person. That is exactly what ghibah is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that talking about someone behind their back that is true is actually ghibah. And especially if they don't like to be talked about, or you're addressing something about them that if they were present they would not like it, that's exactly what ghibah is. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, what if it does not exist within their life and we're making up something? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is considered as slander. So that is why it's very important that we understand that ghibah is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has told us in many ahadith to stay away from it. Now, in order to create some kind of disgust, in order to help us avoid ghibah in our life, Allah gave us an example. He says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُهُ. Allah then says that, first of all, imagine sitting down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ. the flesh of your own brother. First of all, is none of us will even do something like this. But imagine there was a piece of flesh, okay, uncooked. By the way, a lahm often is in reference to uncooked meat too. So imagine sitting in front of raw flesh to begin with. Okay, let's say it's even from a permissible animal, but you're sitting in front of raw flesh. First of all, we will not even eat something like that. You understand? We don't even eat something like that. So that's one. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, let's take it a notch higher. It's not the flesh of any animal that we are permitted to eat or consume. It is the flesh of your brother. Okay? Our own biological brother. Would I do this to ever to my own biological brother? We will never do this to anyone in our family. You understand? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, lahma akhihi maytan, dead brother. So imagine how much disgust anyone would feel if they're sitting in front of a piece of a flesh that comes from their brother who is dead. Would we do anything like this? Just like we find this idea of eating a flesh of this type disgusting, you should always approach ghiba in a disgustful way. You understand? فَكَرِهْتُمُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Allah then says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives, and he's the one who has mercy, who is merciful. Why did Allah mention this? Because often we will fall into this. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying tawwab, why is he saying tawwab? He could have said just al-ghafoor, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. But he's mentioning tawbah. Because tawbah often happens when? Not after you commit a minor sin, but you commit what? A major sin. Tawbah is required after you commit a major sin. So Allah is almost as if Allah is saying, all these six things are considered, especially the last three things, dhan, su'u dhan, and ijtanibu kathiran min innama adhanni ithm wa la tajassasu, spying on one another, and then ghiba. These three things are considered as major sins, and stay completely as far as you can from them. So this is something that, as long as we can do this in our community, and this is wallahi, this is what's plaguing our community. Anytime you see a situation, you're always going to see, it always starts off with su'ul dhan. You hear something, you cannot make a judgment without listening to the evidence, listening to both sides. Even, by the way, there are times where people say, oh, there is some kind of evidence online. Even if there is evidence online, or someone has written something about it, who's that person who has written about it? It could be a non-Muslim who's written about it. Non-Muslims don't have any criteria about Islam. They have no ethics of Islam and so forth. Our deen is a very rich deen. We have a process in every single thing. Especially if there is a person who has done something that is wrong, there is a process in place to determine if that person is actually guilty or not. There's a whole process, and often we call ourselves Muslims, we want to get rid of the entire process, and we're very quick in judging others. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the tawfiq to stay away not only from these three things, all six things. La yaskhad, we do not make a mockery of anyone, we do not insult anyone, we do not use offensive names towards anyone, we will stay away from su'ul dhan. We stay away from spying on others, and we stay away from ghiba. These are six things that Allah is telling us very clearly. If you want to thrive as a community, stay away from these six things, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq, inshallah. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.